CJLO, 1690 AM.
CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. Montreal is expected to open public consultations on a new waste reduction plan next month. CBC News is reporting every Montrealer will need to cut their waste by 10 kilograms per year to reach a zero waste goal by 2030. Other plans include a refurbished recycling plan and a reduction of single-use plastics. The Gunasadage hunger strike has continued for over 1 week. Al Harrington, an Ojibwe man from Shoal Lake 39, began his hunger strike on October 11th to pressure the federal government to impose a short-term moratorium on all development on Gunasadage traditional territory. Harrington addressed the public via Facebook Live on Thursday.
My health is good. I want to really stress that out, is that I'm really being taken care of here in the community. I'm going to continue on until the Creator helps us, guides us.
In world news, Mark Zuckerberg is coming under fire from Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter after the CEO referenced Dr. King in a landmark speech.
In times of social tension, our impulse is often to pull back on free expression because we want the progress that comes from free expression, but we don't want the tension. We saw this when Martin Luther King Jr. wrote his famous letter from a Birmingham jail where he was unconstitutionally jailed for protesting peacefully.
Zuckerberg gave the 30-minute address at Georgetown University on Thursday, defending free speech on Facebook. King's daughter, Bernice King, tweeted her reaction to the speech, writing, quote, "I'd like to help Facebook better understand the challenges MLK faced from disinformation campaigns launched by politicians. These campaigns created an atmosphere for his assassination." To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
She's on the west side, looking at the Jersey skyline. She's in a real bad mood, so she get right back to you. She got the longest stay, and it's a great long highway. She's in a real bad mood.
Stretch at its meaning. Now this What's this new version of love that intrudes into the peace I thought I had? This love has no recipient, but still lies there smoldering. Indifferent stars in the night sky, watch me while I churn. Still holding this love for you, without a thing to do, but try to live in this uninvited liberation, without a home in your life or heart, without a shelter at all. Exposed and burning still, this unattended fire, for no one emanates a wasted warmth on the wind, pushing against the edges of what it means to give. Lost wisdom in sparks that rise and die, even if I never get to see you again. I'll know that when we collided, we both broke each other open. Rose petals were blustering, and I'm determined still to hold this open door, even now as it devastates. I wake up gasping in the void again. Back into the open ocean, it's all horizon. This sky mirroring emptiness is where I first found you.
7, 6. Hello? Testing, testing. This is the Audio Pen Pals on CJLO 1690 AM Montreal. I'm your host with the most, DJ Big Peter.
This is DJ Jerry.
This is DJ Claudia Rock.
This is DJ Gundam Seed Destiny.
And this is DJ Cam coming in on one of the weirdest intros we've had in a while.
We got creaky chairs now.
I thought it was Tambourine.
Okay. DJ Cam, a.k.a. DJ Tambourine, a.k.a. DJ Tam, a.k.a. Percussion on the 1-2s. I should really get a tambourine for visual effect.
But I hope we're not going to have any creaking.
Or not visual effect, but like, you know, pomp and circumstance.
Okay. Are we going to have any creaking on those chairs?
We're probably going to have creaking on the chairs. It's an Audio Pen Pal.
Let's talk about Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I guess that's a good place to start, right?
Yes.
Everybody.
Okay, I'll start.
Okay, Claudia, what you do for the holidays?
Well, my Thanksgiving was pretty weird because I had two of them.
Two Thanksgivings. Whoa.
Yeah. So my first one starts on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Ends on a Monday. And
you had a 2-day Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
So, describe that process.
Okay, what she means is she was with her father's family on Sunday, her mother's family on Monday. That's usually how it works. See, I used to get together with my mother's family Sunday, my dad's family Monday. Now I just celebrate with my dad's family. My mom's family doesn't celebrate anymore.
Okay, but that's still a lot of turkey for one
weekend. Actually, we didn't have turkey this year with my father's side.
Okay, so yeah, turkey one day, and what did you have the other one?
We had ham.
Oh, another classic.
A big, big ham, which is still going, and it's still going after Sunday.
Still chilling out in the fridge?
Yeah, still chilling in the fridge. It's actually sitting on my, stove, on top of the stove.
I think you might want to refrigerate that ham.
Actually, it's sitting on my stove right now. My father left it on the stove.
Because I am assuming it's going to not be good by the weekend, Cam?
Yeah.
It's sitting on my stove. My father left it there. I don't know why.
You know what? I've eaten some gnarly things in the past. Like,
okay.
Ham that's sitting out, low in the gnarly tier of things that I've eaten.
Okay.
But I would recommend refrigerating it at some point.
I think my father did.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely throw it in the fridge the next opportunity you get. But like...
Anyways. So we had one of my cousins over, my aunt over, and my grandparents over. And who else? My siblings over. Noah was over. He was making so much noise that he couldn't stop at the dinner table.
So Noah's like, what, 1.5 now?
Actually, he's 19 months.
Okay, so yeah, that's like 1.5 years. So is he like, what are 1.5-year-olds like? Are they like, is he talking?
Not really, but he says
he's
weird
talk.
Things, okay?
So he's got like words ish.
Yeah. And we come home the other Monday. We come home on Monday, and my brother sends us a video where he's laughing his brains out, and he's like. And he's laughing so much that he ends up coughing up like he was sick the other week.
So doing the classic baby thing of laughing so hard you throw up?
No, the classic baby laugh that everybody does where they kind of laugh so hard that they end up coughing.
Yeah, well, I think that still happens to me.
Yeah,
I don't laugh so hard that I throw up. Like, I assume most babies do. Because babies, like, throw up all the time.
No. He doesn't throw up. He just laughs so hard that he's end up coughing so hard.
Well, sounds like a very, very happy baby.
And then, instead of taking out what's in the bag, he loves the paper.
So more of a packaging focus rather than, like, what's in the packaging.
Yeah. It's like... Ooh, the paper that she put in there to make it all nice was really interesting, but the gift was not that interesting.
Yeah. Baby move.
The green and the white paper was more interesting than the little gift.
When he's tired of the gifts, he usually plays with the paper first or vice versa.
The paper.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. The paper's bright and colorful, and some toys, honestly... They don't pack as much impact as, like, a nicely wrapped gift, if you know.
Yeah, the paper was, like, the package had a crocodile, it had a boat, it had it looked like a Flintstone house. Okay, the Flintstone house. You ever remember the Flintstones?
Yeah, I remember it not having, like... A very modern aesthetic, their house, but...
Yeah. Well, it looked like that with... in February, you usually have, you know, the guy pop out of the ground, the groundhog pop out.
So wait, what was this toy? He got a Fred Flintstone house.
It looked like the Fred Flintstone, but it was made from little tykes or whatever you call them, little people.
Oh, like the little plastic action
figures? The Mega Bloks version?
No, it's just called little people, and they... they end up, it's called Little People.
That's like the Fisher Price thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Fisher Price stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so they ended up making one of them look like the Fred Flintstone house.
Oh.
And it had a groundhog on top, and he's pushing it, and he's wondering, he's trying to figure out why is it going down, and it's not coming back up.
Huh.
And he damaged it to the point of breaking it?
No.
Sounds like a complicated toy.
And there's a boat, and it comes with the little people, who's the captain of the boat, and a crocodile. He really liked the crocodile and the captain.
Yeah.
Because the captain, you know.
It sounds like baby like toys for kids have improved since I was a kid, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Sounds really complex. So back to Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Oh yeah. So Thanksgiving was we had two tables at my dad's house.
Yeah.
Because not everybody fits at the kitchen table that I have. You've seen it, Pete. It doesn't all, we don't all fit. And then my aunt, who I adore, not really, but who I adore, says, well, where's Pete? Where's Pete? How come you didn't invite him?
Did you invite Pete?
No.
Pete, did you want to get invited? Everybody's busy on Thanksgiving.
I was busy with my family.
I told her that, and then and that's why I didn't invite him. And then Monday, I was at my aunt's, and she had made a nice table, a big table, because we were probably about 15, 16 people, because there's three of them, four of them. And three from my brother, and then six from us, and then five from us.
So lots of family for you on the holidays. So
she kept feeding us and feeding us and feeding us until we turned blue in the face.
Sounds like a very traditional Thanksgiving in that way. So does anybody else want to talk about what they did over the holidays?
Hello, everyone. For my Thanksgiving holiday, we went to the buffet, the culture in St. Jerome with my family.
What kind? Was it like a Thanksgiving buffet? Was there like turkey there?
Yes, there is turkey there.
So it's like a traditional spread of like, there was probably turkey, ham, gravy, mashed potatoes. Did you get your money's worth, Pete? This is always the question when I go to all you can eat things is, do you feel like you made your money's worth by how much you ate?
Yes.
Yeah. I usually try to do about like three times like my entire food for the day if I go to a buffet. Did you at least get like, were you like that full afterwards or?
Yes.
Yeah.
You ever go to anything about buffet?
I haven't been to a buffet recently, but the last thing I went to that was like all you can eat was all you can eat sushi.
Yes,
that was like a year ago. But yeah, the buffet's always great. Did you have a favorite dish from the buffet at all, or any?
Yes.
Anything you kept going back to?
Onions.
Oh, just.
And we have hot dogs.
Were the onions cooked in a specific way?
Yes.
Okay. I was worried for a second that you were just like, yeah, onion, plain onions, not the best Thanksgiving.
And turkey.
Yeah, onions and turkey. That's a good combo. Anybody else want to talk about their holiday?
Oh, mine was terrific.
What'd you get up to, Jerry?
Let's say. Thanksgiving Sunday was nice. Thanksgiving Monday turned into version of hell. Turkey, stuffing, you can name it, but no other people showing up.
Nobody showed up?
Because it's been, I think, 1 year when, oh, no one showed up.
Oh.
No other people showing up. No other people celebrating it. No other people, in a nice term, helping celebrate it.
Ah. So, but more turkey for you, right?
You got it.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. Maybe you got to do some advertising or something. That'll get the people out.
Don't ask. Long story short.
Yeah. Well, Pete, do you want to talk about your holiday?
I thought he did.
Oh, Pete. Peter E., we've talked. Do you want to talk
about anything? He did. Excuse me.
What'd you get
Saturday
up to?
Saturday didn't really get up to much. Sunday we sort of had a special dinner at home.
That's nice. Did you,
Where I live. And Monday I got together with my dad's side of the family. We had roast chicken and filet mignon cooked in a crock pot.
Oh, wow. So that's super untraditional, but I imagine that was pretty tasty.
Yeah, filet mignon is awesome. It is. Especially cooked in butter.
Mm. Yeah.
Butter.
So I was a vegetarian.
You had me there.
I was a vegetarian for a long time, and I recently had a bit of filet mignon, and it was pretty good. I'm still not a big steak person, but it was pretty good.
That's the most expensive cut of beef you can buy, is filet mignon.
Cam, are you the meat lover?
So I wouldn't say I'm a meat lover. Okay, so the thing is, I was a vegetarian for when I was 18 till I was like 26. So that was 8 years. And I recently gave up. Well, not really. And so, basically the rule now is like, I'll eat meat if it's presented to me. The thing is, I can't afford to buy meat that often, so I don't really eat that much of it. But, and I don't really have, like, cravings for meat. I would never order a steak at, it could be like, I want a steak at a restaurant. But, like, ooh, if somebody served me a steak, I'd eat it. Like,
I am not a vegetarian fan. Unvegetarian.
Too much of a meat lover, too. Yeah. So, we got to go on break right now. We're going to play some ads for you, and we'll be, and maybe some music too, and then we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Brewtopia is the premier brew pub in downtown Montreal, located on Crescent Street, a proud locally owned business sourcing ingredients from local Quebec farms. The city's longest-running open mic every Sunday night and trivia every Monday night. There is always something happening at Brewtopia Brew Pub. Visit brewtopia.net for more information. Brewtopia Brew Pub, brewing the flavors of fall. Femme AM is Concordia's only feminist talk show. We shed light on gender issues in your community that affect you through interviews and discussions. Give us a listen every Wednesday at 4 p.m. only on CGLO 1690 AM.
CGLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegeha and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Thank you. Carry on, 'cause I know. okay. She don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie. Cocaine.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to CJLO 1690 AM Montreal. We're the Audio Pen Pals. I'm the host with the most, DJ Big Peter.
And this is Claudia Rocks.
This is DJ Gundam C Destiny.
This is DJ Jerry.
And I am DJ Tambourine, and also known as Cam.
Now, so do you notice that it was raining? I have something else to say. So the other week, a couple of Tuesdays ago, I got some furniture.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about this earlier. Where'd you get the furniture from?
Yes, I got some from my neighbors.
Oh nice. What? Any big items?
Oh yeah. I got a big, large TV set.
Okay. Is it like one of those old TV sets, or is it a flat screen?
Flat screen.
Oh, wow.
And I got a couple of armoires.
Well, nice. Yeah.
One is to put the TV in.
Yeah, that makes sense. You got a whole new entertainment system sort of deal?
Yeah. And one is two armoires that you can put wherever you, in a corner there or a corner there.
Just to, like, store stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and my neighbors gave it to me for actually free.
Yeah, well, that's extremely nice of them.
But my father was willing to pay for it.
Yeah, flat screens can be expensive, so.
Well, my father was willing to pay for the whole set.
You got a good deal, eh?
And my neighbors just gave it to me like that.
Wow.
You don't see many neighbors doing that.
Yeah, it's a good thing of kindness. Why were they getting rid of their TV? Were they deciding to?
Well, they got themselves a new one.
Okay. I thought maybe they were like a little too into Netflix or something like that, and it was like taking over their life and like.
No.
No.
They got themselves a new set, and they didn't know what to do with the two small armoires anymore. They had no use for it, so they said to my father, "Well, if we're gonna give it to somebody, we want to give it to you, to your daughter."
That's incredibly nice of them. Do you have any big viewing plans? What movies do you want to watch now that you got the big screen?
Well, first I want to invite Peter over and see how he feels about the TV.
Any movies in particular you want to do for the first viewing?
No, not really. I already watched a couple. I watched Rat Race.
Oh, Rat Race. I absolutely hate that movie.
What's wrong with it? What's funny?
It's not funny at all. That's
even
what's
wrong with it. That movie was hilarious. The guy falls asleep every time. I thought, what the hell?
Yeah, no, I don't think Rat Race is very funny. The bit is not funny the first time. It's kind of funny the last time it happens, but the problem is like with Rowan Atkinson.
And they're all like getting at each other to see who's gonna get the money first.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's got this like early 2000s mixture of like physical comedy that is just like. I just don't find it fun. I remember watching it as a kid.
Maybe you don't have the same laughter as we do.
Yeah, maybe. It's just I don't find that movie fun. Yeah. Like, I love Mr. Bean. Rowan Atkinson's great Mr. Bean. In Rat Race, I don't think he's very funny. I don't think any of them are very funny.
Not even Whoopi Goldberg?
I don't even... I don't.
She was the. She was. She was playing a mother. She was trying to find her daughter.
Oh yeah. But and then they get shot. Then they run into like the squirrel lady, and they get.
Yeah, yeah, and then she. They end up like taking a car, and they jump right into a pile of cars, and then,
yeah, yeah.
And then you see a pile of bones, and then this Skeletor wake gets out, and you see a bag of nuts.
Okay, maybe.
That was hilarious.
No, maybe it's just not for me.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, takes two.
Yeah, we'll have to do some polling.
Takes two.
Yeah, yeah.
It's take two.
Yeah, take two. Okay.
What with? No, that's a movie, by the way.
Take. Oh, I thought you were like being like take two. We'll restart the discussion.
No.
Okay.
Take two with the Olsen twins.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Oh, is my God. It's a movie about two, like, they're twin girls, uh-huh. But they're not playing twins in the movie. They look alike, but they switch where they live, and they end up, and one plays the other, Prim and Proper, and the other one plays, like, living it like a bum and all this.
So, like, the parent? Trap? No.
Kind of.
Yeah. I've seen the Parent Trap for sure. I don't remember Take Two, but.
Or. We'll, what was the other one I saw? Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, that's.
Wouldn't you say that's funny?
I don't think I've ever seen the Dennis the Menace movie, but.
Okay.
We got some event announcements coming up in the near future. Julie Perry hasn't been on for the last couple of weeks. Is busy
couple
with school.
Couple of weeks, couple of months.
Yeah, a couple of months. I don't know. Time. I'm on EI. Time is relative for me. But Julie Perry has been in the show for the last couple of weeks or months. And is doing a show in the next couple of weeks on November 1st and November 2nd. The I Can Dream Theater is putting on a show called Saving Marvel. It's going to have to do with the Marvel Universe and stuff like that. It's going to be actually, I think it's focused on a town called Marvel.
Something like that.
If you want to get out and support what the I Can Dream Theater and see the excellent show that they're going to put on, it's on... it's at the Eric McLean SJ Center for the Performing Arts at 2477 Rue West Broadway, Montreal. So it's right next to the Loyola campus. You can get tickets for, I think they're about $20 or $30.
Maybe you should check Eventbrite, the second email.
I have it up right here, and it says $20 to $30. So I think that depends on seating.
Or check eventbrite.ca/I Can Dream Theater, which would tell you the exact same thing, or more differently, what you can and probably get for tickets.
Yeah, check it out. They have a show description up there, and it should be a really good show. Don't miss it. They're for the Center of Performing Arts.
The Center for Arts and Human Development.
Oh, right. The Center for Arts
that's
and Human Development.
That's on November 13th.
Has a benefit concert coming up on November 15th.
13th.
13th. Performance. Tickets are $45. Performances by Nikki Yanofsky, Center graduates, and a bunch of other people. It should be really... really good, and I think it's right here on the Loyola campus at Oscar Peterson Hall.
Yes.
Which is at Oscar Peterson Concert Hall.
Yep.
And who, may I ask, would you contact in case you wanted to buy tickets? Jam?
I think you can find that online, correct, Jerry?
No. Claudia, who can contact?
You have to contact the center.
Contact the center. You can look it up online. I'm sure you'll be able to track some dance tickets. So, Jerry, I understand you still don't have your numbers for the shuffle, right?
No, not yet, since it's being prepared right now, and hopefully by maybe in 2 weeks, 4 weeks, something like that, I'll tell you the final totals.
Yeah, so keep listening to future shows, and we'll keep you posted on that front, but I'm sure it's going to be a very impressive
number. And maybe
number.
Somewhere in the near future, wait for a second, please. Oh, I didn't know that we could get an interview, hoping that I can get one from the person who was coordinating it.
Oh, that would be sweet. So I think we got to go to some ads right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we will be back. We'll play a bit of music, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Some Drake.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Founded in 2002, the Concordia Community Solidarity Co-op Bookstore is pleased to offer a not-for-profit alternative to corporate bookstores in Montreal. We are conveniently located right on Concordia's downtown campus at 2150 Bishop Street, opposite the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts. Offering both new and used books, in addition to a wide variety of artisan items, we also boast the largest selection of sex and gender studies titles anywhere in Montreal. Come check us out to learn more.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Young have no fear. forget when trash day is. I 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 forget when trash day is. Cat food tins dot my landscape. Cat food tins dot my landscape. My compost don't smell great. So many pizza boxes I could build a fort, or a coffin out of cardboard. Why can't I get it straight? Is it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday? I forget when trash day is. 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 Why can't I figure it out? Getting tired of living like Oscar the Grouch. Cats are back at the compost, but smells like buffalo wings and burnt toast. Got so many no-frills plastic bags, I can't recycle them, and it's a gosh darn drag. I forget when trash day is. 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 Forget when trash day. Driveway, so much snow, God must have wanted it that way. Couch potato, alright, I'm leading a super sweet life. Couch potato, I'll admit it, made me a chore list, won't tell you where I hit it. Cardio, hell no, really don't want to break a sweat, bro. Not gonna go down to the gym, why mess with this perfection? Couch potato, alright, I'm leading a super sweet life. Couch potato, I'll admit it, made me a Charlotte, won't tell you where I hit it. Not gonna do nothing today, took too much Cool Ranch to look this way. And I got no groceries, unless you count these Hawk and Cheesies. Couch potato, alright, I'm leading a super sweet life. Couch potato, I'll admit it, get me a corn chip, I'll double dip it. Couch potato, alright, I'm leading a super sweet life. Couch potato, I'll admit it, give me a corn chip, I'll double dip it.
This is Audio Pen Pals. I'm DJ Big Peter, the hostess with the mostest, and we are going to be saying our goodbyes. This is DJ Big Peter signing off.
This is DJ Claudia Rocks.
This is DJ.
This is DJ Claudia Rocks, and this is Claudia signing off.
This is DJ Gundan C. This is signing off.
This is DJ Jerry signing off. I hope everybody enjoys their weekend, right, Pete? Right?
Yeah, it should be a good weekend for everybody. Stay tuned for the Groove Masters Hour. It's coming up right next.
Takes it outside to read, and on a chair in the alley she smooths out the pages and reads, I'm way past pretending we ain't more than friends, and this moment is losing its patience, and time is all it is. And still it disappears, so you need to tell me what's true. Do you think about me like I think about you, or is that just impossible to? And if that is what it is, and we call it quits, I won't be alone living among strangers. And now all's left to do is be powerless to then be crushed by the cavalry coming to save you. That's all it is. Nobody out there loves you like I do. So if you're thinking you do,